Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Dr. Igor Stuckman, CEO of WindWorks Power Corporation. The company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is WWPW. And they are an alternative power company. Thanks for joining us today there, Igor.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for giving me the opportunity for this interview here.
Great. Anytime. Now, start off by talking about today's recent news about the power contract applications.
Good. So, yeah, we were just successfully submitting our power contract applications to the Ontario Power Administration. This is an important milestone for us because we have a three-phase development plan for the company. We have a short-term development in Germany, basically get projects in construction next year. In 2011, we want to build projects in Ontario, and in 2012-13, we want to build projects in the United States. And the second phase, the Ontario project, one of the key milestones is the FIT applications, FIT and tariff applications, which secure a long-term 20-year fixed price PPA with the Ontario Power Authority. So we submitted all these applications in time, and that's a milestone for our company.
Great. And also, you've been very busy as far as acquisitions, and can you talk about some of your recent acquisitions, and you know, what are some of the synergies that you look for?
Yeah, we acquired Zero Emission People, which is a company that brings all the pipeline to the WindWorks Power company. So there's 470 megawatts that we basically acquired. And it's basically in these three markets I just mentioned. So we want to be a well-diversified company here. So it's Germany, it is opportunities in Ontario, and it is the wind energy projects in the United States. We, you know, like this a lot because we have a threefold diversification here. It's not only the markets, it's also the timing. As I mentioned before, next year Germany, in 2 years Ontario, and 3-4 years the U.S., and we also have a leverage diversification with that. In Germany, we're going to double our money. In Ontario, we're going to triple it. And in the U.S., we're going to get a multiple out of what, you know, the development costs we put in there.
Well, good. And so what are talk about some of the recent trends as far as wind power and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize.
Wind energy is basically a cost-efficient power generation method, and there's a tremendous growth potential, specifically in the U.S. and in Europe. So the U.S. wants to get, you know, 20% wind energy in the power sector by 2020, so within the next 10 years, and even 25% by in the next 15 years by 2025. And this is about, you know, maybe $600 billion investment that's going to happen. In Europe, it's the same thing. There is a 200,000 megawatt decision of the European Union to implement that wind power in Europe, which is, you know, basically the same thing, the 20 by 20 goal. And it's another $600 billion investment opportunity here. So we want to participate in that growth. And our company is, you know, well-positioned to basically take advantage of both continents, as I mentioned before, you know, Europe, Ontario, and the U.S., that's our key markets here with short-term, mid-term, and long-term perspectives.
Great. And so what makes the company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
I think there's basically three points. The first point is the diversification I mentioned before. We're in the three different markets. The second point is we have the philosophy of, you know, building a financing company. We don't really want to develop. We want to outsource all of that. This company is really to raise the money for these projects to be developed and in the second phase to own and operate those projects. And the third important point is our experience. So in the last 10 years, we have successfully been developing 1,500 megawatts, which is about $3 billion. Of investment, And we're really just repeating history here. So we just put these 470 megawatts together with the acquisition of zero emission people. And, you know, we're just repeating history, doing it again, but with the money that is required for it. And that's why we think we have a very strong portfolio here and you know, a very good position compared to other companies.
Great. And perhaps, Ingo, you could walk us through your background and experience as well as that of some of the key management team at WindWorks Power Corp.
Basically, I was involved, and, you know, I'm a co-founder of a couple of companies that basically lead to this development pipeline here. So we formed a company, Global Winds Harvest, in the U.S. We formed a company, Energy Farming Ontario, in Canada, and we formed the Zero Emission People company last year. And in Germany, we formed the Energy Farming International. And so basically, I've been, as a co-founder of all of these companies, I've been very, from the very beginning on, involved with all these activities. And, you know, for wind energy, you need to create critical assets. And these critical assets is basically the projects that need to be positioned at strategically important points to, you know, be ahead of the competition. And that's what we've been doing in the last 10 years. And now we're basically putting, you know, 470 megawatts together, and that's what we, you know, want to realize in the next couple of years. And since in the past we have done these 1,500 megawatts in the last 10 years, you know, there's more to come from our you know, prior work here.
Well, good. And what are some of the goals that the team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Over the course of the next year, we're going into a $10 million financing to finance the development of our projects. We just closed the first $1.5 million, which was required for the FIT application deposits here in Ontario. So we successfully closed that, and now we're going on. Once that's done, basically, by the end of next year, we anticipate to raise our first project equity. So we think we will need about $50 million in project equity in order to own and operate those projects long term.
Right. And so in terms of investors, Ingo, do you think that right now that investors understand the direction and the message of the company?
Well, this is a renewable energy company. It's one of the key technologies for the future for the power production. It's a cost-efficient way to produce power. You know, there's a lot of synergies coming up, you know, like electric cars. If you go with an electric car from, you know, say Boston to New York, you're probably going to be like $50-$60 for gas. If you do it with an electric car, it's probably going to be like $5. As long as you fuel it with wind energy, that's the pricing I assumed here. Wind energy is cost and cons for decades. There's no, you know, price volatility in the fuel. And it's just, you know, a great way to plan ahead and, you know, reduce the dependence of foreign oil and whatever you have there, all these problems associated with that. So this is really the future. This is, you know, pretty obvious by the political support it gets in both continents, the U.S. and, well, North America and Europe. And we'll just push for that and, you know, basically build our future on that.
Well, great. And so once again, joining us today is Dr. Ingo Stuckman, CEO and president of WindWorks Power Corp. The company trades on the OTC Bulletin Board. Ticker symbol is WWPW. And so before we conclude, Dr. Stuckman, what do you believe are some of the key reasons that investors should consider WWPW as a good long-term investment opportunity?
There's always a reason to be in early on. We basically put this whole portfolio together in the last 6 months. So now we're going for this, you know, initial $10 million financing. And, you know, we're raising that that equity for the company for developing these projects. And, you know, if you're early on with us, bear with us. Our stock is not going to go down all the time. It's going to go up and go up. And that's what we expect here. We're adding value every day we're working on it here.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
Thank you very much.